There's a court appearance tomorrow for an Indiana man who was picked up over the weekend after some residents in Santa Monica called in reporting suspicious behavior. Police arrested 20-year-old James Howell after finding a cache of weapons in his car, including assault rifles and ingredients for explosives. Shortly after that arrest, Santa Monica Police Chief Jacqueline Seabrooks tweeted a message saying Howell had told officers that he intended to go to L.A. Gay Pride and do quote-unquote harm. But hours later, Police Lieutenant Saul Rodriguez said that was a misstatement. Howell had told police he was going to the Pride Parade, but he didn't say anything about harm. Words obviously matter in a breaking news story, and this story continues to develop, obviously. Kevin Roderick is here with us for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
We should preface this conversation with the fact that we don't know Howell's intentions, right? I mean,
right. The
guy drives across the country. We don't know how long he's been here. We don't know. We do know, however, what was in his car.
Yes. And what was in his car was certainly alarming. You know, he was heavily armed. And in addition to just guns, which he had several of, he had this material which could be used to make bombs. And I think that's perfectly good reason for the police to be suspicious of him, take him into custody and start talking to him and trying to find out more about him. They did find out a lot about him. He had a record in Indiana. He's had gun violations in the past. But it doesn't sound like he said anything specifically about any intent to do any harm at the LA Pride event.
How could that have been misquoted? That's where I'm sort of stuck on. I don't know how harm could be gotten from I'm going to LA Pride.
Well, you know how there's a lesson that we all take these days? When something bad happens somewhere, people rush to Twitter, they rush to social media, and they give a rendition of events, and we all know that things get a little bit twisted sometimes. The nuance is lost, and mistakes enter into the stream. And, you know, I think this is a lesson that it also happens in officialdom. It happens among the police as well. And that's what happened here. The police chief heard from someone else on her staff that he had made this comment. And I think it's to their credit that they rolled it back.
They rolled it back, but it took them a while to roll it back.
Sure.
You're a journalist, so I have to ask you, how did police, do you think, handle we know how they handled the arrest, but the dissemination of that information to the public.
Well, you know, I think they're in a tough position, right? You've had the major attack in Orlando that was dominating the news. You have this guy who's shown up in Los Angeles, or in Santa Monica, I should say, heavily armed. I think the prudent way is to put some word out about it. I don't think this is one you just keep quiet about. And sure, there was a mistake made in terms of putting out the wrong information in this case, which was wrong in the direction of an abundance of caution, right? And I think it was equally right, maybe even more right, to correct it and let the word be out. You know, this guy did not say that. We don't know why he was going to the Pride event. There's some suggestions that he identifies as a member of that community and had driven across the country to go to the LA Pride event. And I think the fact that they did correct it and let it be known, I thought that was very much to the credit of the Santa Monica Police Department.
Where do you think the line is, and you touched on this just a minute ago, between giving the public information, Kevin, and law enforcement keeping some things close to the vest?
Well, it's obviously a balance, but I do think in a situation like this, especially when you have, let's say, an active shooter situation like we've had in recent weeks, any kind of a threat where there's an imminent threat, I think the word does have to go out so that people can make their own decisions. They can be cautious. It informs what the other police departments are doing. I think in these times that we live in, erring on the side of giving too much information is probably the wise thing to do without revealing intelligence information, which is a different kind of a thing.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.